I get these odd calls about twice, maybe three times a year, somebody's like, hey, you're trashing or recycling. It drives me crazy.
Lenny Neely is Ketchikan's solid waste supervisor, and he's serious about recycling. All the landfill employees are, he says, and they work hard to make sure what's brought up for recycling is actually recycled. So don't let him hear the oft-repeated and inaccurate rumor that stuff you put in the recycling bins ends up with all the other garbage. Last year alone, they accepted more than 550 tons for recycling. The paper was shipped south, but the price for metal was really low at that point.
I'm like, look, I've got a little room here I can store it. I mean, if I can hold this till the price comes up, you know, we won't get beat as hard on this. So what I did was I stored metal.
And the price did go up by about $10 a ton. It still cost the city to send metal south for recycling. It just cost less than it would have. That's one way Neely tries to provide the service without rate hikes. So what recycling do they accept?
We take aluminum, cardboard, mixed paper. We do motor oil. We do fluorescent bulbs, nice. Compact fluorescent bulbs as well. We got a machine that takes the chemical out of that. And glass.
Glass isn't really recycled, at least not in the traditional way. Instead of sending it somewhere to be turned into new glass products, Ketchikan's landfill uses it locally.
Glass is 75% silica. It's sand. And we're using it as a cover material.
Neely says Ketchikan has a recycling rate of about 25%. That includes businesses that recycle regularly and about 1,000 residents who bring their recycling up to the landfill. While they do go out and collect mixed paper from a few large commercial customers, Neely says having people who want to recycle bring it themselves is the most efficient and cost-effective way to offer the service.
The people that want to recycle have the ability to do that. Because people that want to do it, they will go out of their way to do it. And with that being said, then you end up with the cleanest materials, and you end up with volume that recycle companies want. Because, you know, people are not forced to do it, but the ones that are doing it, they're great recyclers.
They're doing it right.
And that's what we have coming here.
The landfill also takes clean concrete, grinds it up, and uses it for road material at the facility. And they compost yard waste people bring up to the dump with sludge from the city's wastewater system.
Ketchikan is, there's a lot of muskeg. As a farm boy from the south, I mean, good dirt grows stuff, you know. So
right.
We don't have really good dirt here. But anyway, we take the wood chips and we use it as feedstock to mix with the sludge. And we do composting in that manner to create dirt for final cap.
By final cap, he means they use it at the landfill to cover the fill once it's, you know, full. The landfill also has a shredder for confidential paperwork, an incinerator for extra confidential paper and for invasive weeds, and a hazmat area for chemicals and materials that shouldn't be thrown out with the regular garbage, like batteries, antifreeze, pesticides, and paint. Overall, Neely says he and the landfill's employees aim to offer one-stop disposal service for the community.
And the guys, I mean, they take great pride in what they do, you know, which is tough. I mean, garbage is just a tough job. Stinky, smelly, all the above. But, you know, it's comforting. Like I said, I look at the years I've been in it, and I've just made the world just a cleaner place to live.
Including one little corner of Southeast Alaska. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.